Hello, Indianapolis. It's Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly here, and thank you, Mr. Miles Sprung, for that introduction. I am joined by Jeremiah Penrod on this interview with 1984 graduate of Ben Davis High School, operations manager of 97.1 and 105.5, the country music station in Bloomington, also disc jockey there as well. And also the engineer of the IndyCar Radio Network, Rick Evans. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Nice to be here. He said 80s were coming up. I thought maybe he was talking about me because when it comes to this station, I'm kind of from the 80s myself. But it was here the last time I was in this studio. Well, it wasn't technically this studio, but it's been 40 years since I've been here. And
wow.
It's cool. Your equipment is much better. When people talk about the good old days, don't listen to them. Your stuff is much cooler than what we had back then.
Yeah, we are very grateful to have the opportunity to be a part of WBG and get to go on air, play music, and all of our creative minds and all of our creativity and energy and excitement, we're able to use that and put it out on the airways, radio shows, programming, promos, drop-ins. It's all because of the opportunity we get here at WBDG, and we are truly thankful, grateful, and honored for this opportunity, because if it wasn't for WBDG, you would not be hearing Jeremiah Penrod. You wouldn't be hearing Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly, on the radio without this opportunity, or the entire station crew without the help of Area 31 and John Easter as well. He's been a big help in our success and just teaching us the ways of how to be successful on air, broadcasting, and editing, programming, all of the things you need to know to be successful in the radio business. So, yeah.
It's very cool. Yeah, I just talked to Mr. Easter out there, and what a really nice guy, and looks like the perfect guy to be running this operation. It's a cool operation, and you know, I wouldn't be here without BDG from way back when, because the connections I made here are the connections that got me my very first job in Indianapolis radio. Those connections got me to Bloomington, and those connections got me to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So, you know, without meeting people along the way and making those connections, none of that happens, and it all starts right here at WBDG.
Exactly. I mean, Mr. Rick Evans' name is on a plaque in this room from 1984. Pretty unbelievable.
You got to go pretty far back on the plaque now, you know?
Hey, I mean, the 80s were great. My first question for you, sir, is
yes.
What was your favorite memory being a part of WBDG?
Oh, favorite memory. You know, it was probably getting here in snowstorms and things like that, because back then, you know, we didn't have, there was no automation. So, yeah, and we were actually, I hate to say this, but we were playing records. So we had carts and we had records to play.
Vinyl records,
45.
Yep.
So if you weren't there to push play at the end of a record, it just went off the air.
Exactly.
So somebody had to be here, and somebody had to be here all the time. So when it came time for the end of your shift, you know, you had to hope the next person showed up. And I don't think we had a very large staff. So you had, you know, like a dozen people maybe, and all weekend long, from, you know, 6A to midnight or whatever it was, somebody had to be in the building. But it was fun. It was fun hanging out with people and kind of learning what we were doing. I wish I had known then what I know now. I could have made even more of it, I think. But, it was a lot of fun being out there. And you get that first call and you're like, oh, my gosh, there's people listening to me. This is cool.
You bring up vinyl records. My mom, she bought me a record player for Christmas.
Yeah,
and I stocked up on vinyl records. I have the Piano Man vinyl by Billy Joel. I have Thriller, the greatest selling album of all time by Michael Jackson. All these fantastic vinyls and records. Another question, what was your favorite record to play on the airways?
Ooh, back then, you know, I was kind of a Steve Winwood fan. I think Ark of a Diver came out while I was in high school. That would have been about 82. So I like that album a lot, and I like when I got a chance. Some of those songs hit the top 40, so we played them here on BDG way back then.
Mr. Penrod, do you have any questions, buddy?
What was the most difficult part outside of keeping everything going that you had to do?
I think that was the difficult part, because every, you know, 2.5 to 3.5 minutes, you had to do something. I mean, today in radio, it's much easier. If you want a break, you tell the computer to just keep playing songs, basically, until I get back, whenever I get back might be. Back then, every single segue from for between every single song, you know, you had to set that up and do that. And it would keep you really busy. And then trying to think of things to say. And there was a lot going on back then.
You bring up the IndyCar Radio Network, mm-hmm. and you are the engineer. What is it like being an engineer for the IndyCar Radio Network? The preparation, all the work that goes into it. I mean, is it your job so that the whole broadcast runs very smoothly?
Yeah.
How do you just everything setting all the equipment up? How do you make sure everything runs smoothly? And, you know, you have those days where, oh, this isn't working. No, what's going on? How do you just continue to keep pushing and stay positive through the moments where, oh, we're having issues now?
You just test and you test and you test and you build it and then you test it. And then you come back the next day and you test it. And even though you've just tested it, you retest it, because you just don't have room for a failure. I mean, when you're talking about the Indianapolis 500-mile race on the radio, that's SiriusXM, that's streaming, that's however many hundreds of radio stations across the country.
Yep.
It's everywhere, and you just can't afford a failure. So you test it, you make sure it's good, and then you make sure you have a backup plan in place, backups that you never use, and then you come up with a backup plan for your backup plan. What am I going to do when the power goes out? What happens when the internet goes down? What happens if I lose the booth? Well, I still have the pits and the turns. You have to always be thinking ahead, but testing and preparation will get you pretty much everywhere. And that's kind of what it takes. I mean, as soon as we're done talking here, I'm heading to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I'm going to go start testing the turns. I put the booth together last week. The turns will go into place today, and I'm 99.9% sure I'm going to plug in the boxes, and they're going to work just fine. It's a big digital network now, but you would still do it anyway. And next Friday, we're on the air for the first time. That would be practice for the GP of Indy and qualifications for IndyCar and Indy Lights. And even though I am testing today, the day before, I'll go out and I'll test them all again. And then that morning I'll go out and I'll install all the equipment and I'll test the equipment again. You just make sure that it's going to work and make it as bulletproof as you can. And then come up with a backup plan because everything goes bad. And that's about, you know, it's redundant, but kind of like my answer. It's the same answer over and over, but that's how you get to a point where you can trust the equipment, is you just never trust it.
Okay. Ms. Penron?
What is your favorite turn to watch the IMS from?
My favorite turn, that we have a booth, a broadcast position in turn one, and that's where Nick Yeoman is. And if you think of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and try to envision that in your mind, turn one is covered. So it's a big grandstand, and then it has a roof that goes over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
To get to that position, you go to the top, and then you walk out onto that roof, and there's a hatch that you open up and a ladder that drops down and a basket that hangs under that roof. And you climb down into that basket, and you're looking straight down the front stretch at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And it's a beautiful, beautiful sight. On race day, I don't get a chance to be there much during the race, but whenever I find a reason to sneak over, I certainly do. Usually, I have to be hanging out around the studio, but whenever I can get out to any of the turns, they're all fun, but turn one is crazy.
Yeah, a lot of passes are made going into turn number one. It is definitely exciting, especially, you know, you get towards the beginning of the race, middle part of the race, and especially the later stages of the Indianapolis 500. It's time to go. It's go time. They're making passes into turn number one. I mean, you look at 2021 Indianapolis 500, the Elliott Castroneves and Alex Palou duking it out. I mean, they pass each other going into turn number one. I mean, countless times. Duking it back out and forth. It's the same way in 2014 with Ryan Hunter-Reay and Elliott Castroneves. It's that corner is just seems to be the prime position for drivers to make passes, and then the back straightaway.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. There's just so many. I mean, that track is just amazing. One is fun because you get the starts and the restarts. Three's cool for the same reason, because on the starts and the restarts, they're packed up.
Yep.
But coming down that backstretch, they're really getting up to full speed at that point.
And then
turn two seems to be just a magnet. That wall and those turn two suites seem to really want to pull cars towards them. And I can think of many, many wrecks that have happened there in turn two. So you get a lot of action there as well. It's IMS, man. There's cool stuff going on everywhere.
I sit in the Northwest Vista. I've sat in the Northwest Vista since, I'm trying to go back in my head, 2015.
Yeah.
I sit in the Northwest Vista since 2015. And my dad and I started going, and when the drivers are, coming off the back straightaway, diving into the short chute and really pushing it to get back to the start-finish line, the cars are on rails. It is absolutely fantastic. It's great racing. My mom and I were sitting in the Northwest Vista again this year. We had a blast last year when Joseph Newgarden won the Indianapolis 500, and I called it. I knew he was going to win. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it, and I always look forward to going to the Indianapolis 500. Only 500s I missed were obviously COVID year, 2020.
Right.
2021, I should have been there, and I missed Elio's fourth win.
Oh, no.
And then 2022, I missed Marcus Ericsson's win, but I come back and there's a last lap pass for the win with Joseph Newgarden winning the Apples 500, and it's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a place full of stories, isn't it? It's crazy.
And another question is, what is your favorite moment being at the Indianapolis 500?
My favorite moment?
Broadcasting, engineering, just the whole shebang. What, growing up as a kid, what has been your favorite moment?
Wow, there's a lot. One moment that sticks out in my mind actually would have been 77, and I wasn't even at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I was listening to the radio network when Tom Sneva broke the 200 mile an hour mark in qualifying, and I remember sitting on a picnic table at a campground listening to it on the radio. And I was just blown away by those guys and how good they were. And to think that I would get a chance to work with some of those folks and be part of that later on is just amazing, because that had a big effect on me. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then my next favorite time is when the race is over and it's time to put the equipment away, and I know that it all worked. And if I do my job right, nobody knows I exist. And that's, at the end of a perfect day, it feels really good.
You're finally done testing everything.
Exactly. Until next year. And then we make notes for next year and what we can change and how we can make things better and get it packed away, because now we have to go to Detroit, So,
That was an exciting race last year. It was an exciting race for Detroit.
It was exciting.
Yeah,
we have a neat booth location that's right there at the end of the pits where they have two pit sides and they funnel down into the track. And our booth is literally right there where they funnel down. So it's a pretty cool setup. It's fun from an engineering standpoint as well.
Mr. Penrod, do you have any more questions, buddy? Or?
I think that's it from me.
That's it? I got a few more questions here, sir. So what keeps the motivation, passion, energy, and keeps fueling your fire to continue to be the engineer of the IndyCar Radio Network? You are a disc jockey on 105.5 and Bloomington's country music radio station, 97.1. What keeps the passion going?
Feeling gratitude and lucky. When you get to do something like this for a living, you're very lucky. So you should be happy and take advantage of it and be glad that you're there. It's not a struggle. There's an old saying that a bad day in radio beats a good day digging ditches. And, that you just kind of keep that in perspective, even when things are not going right. I've had days when I was at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and really struggling with a setup or something like that. And you look around and like, I'm in the middle of IMS. and I'm working. I'm getting paid to be in the middle of this racetrack. That will keep you going because it's a cool place and an honor to be able to work at a place like that.
The distance from Bloomington to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, I mean, that's an hour over
about an hour.
About an hour. I mean, you talk about you driving from Bloomington to IMS, then you're going back and forth and back and forth.
Month of May, it gets a little busy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of miles on the car.
Exactly. And I just love the dedication, the effort, the energy, the passion, because no offense, not a lot of people want to drive, oh, I got to drive all the way back to Indianapolis. Oh, I got to drive all the way back to Bloomington. Why? Like, that stands out to me that you're willing to go the extra mile and you want to be a part of the IndyCar Radio Network, but you also, you know, you have your responsibilities with at 105.5
B97,
and that's just incredible.
It's a lot of fun though. I really can't complain, and that hour drive back and forth isn't bad because I can mentally make notes about one or the other and try to keep up with what's going on. I mean, you know, on the way up, I just thought, oh, you know what? We have new Turns headsets, and I've not ordered the windscreens for those mics yet. So, you know, I've got to make sure I get that done. You know, there's a lot of, hey, Google, talking to my phone and having it write down notes for me and add things to the calendar. And it gives you time to kind of think about, you know, the things you need to be checking on, things you need to do. I was talking to someone about the Dante network we use. That's how we move all the audio. I had that conversation on the way up here. That's an important time to actually not be physically working, but mentally getting things done.
My final question for you, sir, is what advice can you give to young people like ourselves here at WBDG that are wanting to pursue a career in the radio industry?
Get your foot in the door anywhere. It doesn't matter what radio station, just somehow wiggle your way in, whether it's an internship, whether it's a part-time job, whether it's it doesn't matter what you even do there. If you're a board operator or on air or anything you can do, but get there and then just outwork everybody else. And it's really not that hard. Just show up early, stay late, work harder than everyone else. It'll get noticed. Keep a happy attitude and a positive attitude, and you'll find yourself on a very good road doing what you want to do.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rick Evans, for being a part of the WBG 58 Marathon. And
well, thank you both. This has been a fun the marathon's fun. I've enjoyed listening. I like all the old throwback music's cool. It's been a fun time.
Yeah, I'm very grateful that you came into the station, and I have this connection, from family members, and I'm very just thankful that you came and wanted to be a part of this, and you have your other duties with the IndyCar Radio Network. Jeremiah feels the gratitude as well. We're really thankful, and marathon wouldn't be possible without, you know, we have the underwriters, or the prizes we give away, the staff, but also the interviews that occur during the radio marathon, which, you know, takes away from the music, but also it's, you know, it's variety. This is Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. So I just want to tell you, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you both for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was an interview with engineer of the IndyCar Radio Network, also part of 105.5 country music radio station in Bloomington, 97 FM, with Bloomington's other country music radio station. And that was Rick Evans, the 1984 graduate of Ben Davis High School. Well, let's get back to the music. And we're going to play Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. Mr. Miles Sprong have this amazing chart of music here ready for us with some more 80s classics. So coming up next is Kickstart My Heart on the WBDG 58 Marathon.